Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, I wanted to get the mic real quick because like last Sunday, we are going to really do Bible study. Amen? So I have many scriptures we are going to read. So, hallelujah. Be ready for them. Amen? Glory be to God. It's important that we get to know the word. Okay? That we get to love the word and to know it and to enjoy reading it. Glory be to God. A church like this, which believes in dreams, it is dangerous if you don't get engrossed in the word of God. Okay? Mwinzo kuyitawo very properly. Ninga muli mubiloto byamwe. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, you find people who are into those things. Okay. We people who are into those things of dreams and what, usually they don't like the word. Balabanga, the word is a waste of time. For me, I want a dream. What is God saying? Hallelujah. But the word is a foundation. If you don't give the word more importance to your dreams, your visions, your prophecies, okay, you are just a step away from being deceived badly and from falling. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So, let's get into the word, okay? Hallelujah. Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 31. Okay? So, I've warned you, we're going to read a lot. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Matthew 24, verse 29 to 31 says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with what? With power and great glory. All right? Then he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Okay? This is referring to the rapture. Okay? Hallelujah. So the rapture is happening when? Immediately after the great tribulation. All right? And only after the tribulation, okay, shall the Lord send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather us out, okay, for those who are in the north, those who are in the south, those who are in the east, and those who are in the west, the four winds of heaven. Glory be to God. That is when the rapture will happen, as we have said in the last 2 weeks. Glory be to God. All right? Now, the reason why I'm reading this scripture is to clarify or to emphasize something. Yeah. It is to emphasize or to make clear that the seals we studied the other week, okay, seal 1 up to 5, are about the tribulation. Glory be to God. Seal 1 up to 5. It is a tribulation. Okay? And we are only raptured at the sixth seal, when the sixth seal of the scroll is open, as it is written in Revelation chapter 6 from verse 12. Okay? John says that I looked when he, Jesus, opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. Okay, remember? Jesus said that the sun was what? Darkened. Okay? And then John says that the moon became like blood. What did Jesus say? The moon did not give its what? Light. Okay? Then he says, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as the fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Didn't Jesus say that? Okay? This is to show you that the rapture is here. Okay? At the opening of the sixth seal. Okay? Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Okay, you remember? Jesus said that they mourned. Isn't it? So now we are reading essentially the same thing. Okay? And Jesus said this happens after the tribulation. Eh? Okay? So meaning that seal 1, seal 2, seal 3, seal 4, seal 5, okay, they are all tribulation events. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay, then it's, and they said, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? All right? So after the tribulation, okay, we are raptured. Isn't it? And what we are raptured, then we escape the great wrath. Okay? The great day of his wrath. Glory be to God. Are you seeing that? Okay? Jade, you're seeing that. Okay? So, there are two things. The tribulation and the wrath of God. Okay? The church, Christians will be here in the tribulation, but they won't be here when the Lord unleashes his wrath. Do you understand that? Okay? Now, even the trumpets, okay, trumpet 1 to 6, it is a tribulation. The seals, it is basically to tell us more things that will happen in addition to the events of the seals. Glory be to God. Do you understand that? Okay, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, remember there are seven seals, isn't it? There are how many? There are seven trumpets, okay? Okay, there are seven trumpets, okay? Which when they are blown or when they sound, certain events, tribulation events begin to happen, okay? Now, it says that when concerning the seventh and the last trumpet, okay, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 52, that, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed. Our bodies will be changed, okay? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, okay, at the last trumpet, that's when we are changed. That's when the rapture happens. Glory be to God. Okay, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. You who are still alive, your bodies will also be changed. Okay, to incorruptible bodies. Okay, and according to Jesus, that is a rapture. Hallelujah. Okay? And according to John, let's read John, that is Revelation chapter 11, okay? This is John from verse 15. He says that then the seventh angel sounded. Okay? Paul has told us what happens. Okay? But John is also giving us his view. He says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Okay? You who want to make... anyway, the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of God and of His Christ right now. Okay? You're not wasting your time, but just know that the real thing will be at the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please understand me, okay? Continue going around trying to change what? Kingdoms, those things of the seven mountains. Eh? All right? Yeah, please do your best. Hallelujah. And I encourage you. Hallelujah. Go influence music, drama, education, government. What are the other mountains? Entertainment, sports. Go there, do the best you can to change them. But the real thing will only happen at the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. So as you do those things of the seven mountains, please don't deceive people that you are going to whatever the kingdom of. You understand? It ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. Until the Lord what? Happened. So it says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. So He's coming to reign on earth, okay? Okay? But first of all, to take us out before the wrath of the Lamb is unleashed. Is this clear? All right. All right. Then he says in verse 16 that, and the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. Glory be to God. It is time for the wrath of God at this point, okay? And the time of the dead, okay, has also come that they should be judged. Who are these dead? These are the righteous dead. Those who died in the Lord, okay? Because remember, it is at this seal, the last seal, that they are raised from the dead. Do you understand? Hallelujah. You understand? Okay? Glory be God. So it is the righteous dead. Hallelujah. Okay? But I need to emphasize that the righteous dead are in heaven. Glory be to God. You know that. We have taught these things. The righteous, their souls and spirits are in heaven. Okay? But the resurrection here, okay, is talking about the resurrection of their bodies. Okay? And those bodies will be raised incorruptible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a very legit, genuine, great prophet of God, okay, who unfortunately believes that the dead, their souls and spirits are down there. Glory be to God. That is sad. Eh? But again, it teaches us that sometimes we don't know everything, however great we become. Famous guy, prophecies, nations come to you all know him, okay? Those who love the things of God in this room, you know him, eh? Okay? Those who don't, you don't know him, okay? But the guy preached a serious man, saying no, okay? They're all down there. Until Jesus returns. The scriptures which say that, that when you're absent in the body, you're present with the Lord. He bashed all of them. He said that, no, those are just figure of speech. All right? But he's a great man of God, in my opinion. Eh? Okay? In my opinion, I don't know, okay? Though I saw some of the chaps he's hobnobbing with these days. Eh? Hallelujah. And the time of the day that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, the righteous dead. They are getting resurrected, and it is the time of their reward. Glory be to God. And like I said last Sunday, this is a day, okay, that Christians who are going to be raptured will regret why they didn't do the things God told them to do. Hallelujah. Because now it is a time for reward. Being judged to be rewarded. Okay, for the things God told them to do and they did them. For the things they were told to do and they didn't do them, this is going to be the moment of tears. Hallelujah. And it won't be funny. It won't be what? It won't be funny. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. For the money that the Lord told you to give to someone to help, but then you splashed it on your child. Because your child should have everything, all the best. You know? Hallelujah. Yet God entrusted you with that money and it wasn't for your child. Okay? Women, say amen. Mothers, say amen. Please, say amen. This is serious. Okay? Fathers, it's okay. Engineer, it's okay. Say amen. This time is coming. Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, this... Anyway, I've made my point. Hallelujah. Kati, mumweyongere, you spend all your money on yourselves. You, your husband, and your wife, and your kids. On this day, you're going to cry. Glory be to God. On this day, you're going to do what? To cry. I've told you. Kati, hallelujah. Mweyongere mkole. Enjoy your money. Enjoy your what? Your money. You give, you spoil your kids however much you want. Spoil, you know, eh? Hallelujah, eh? Okay? Yeah. But do it knowing that no, anyway, you do what you want to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we read up to which verse? Okay? Yes, anyway, he's going to reward. Okay? That is at the rapture. Or after the rapture, if I should say. Okay? So we are in heaven at that time. Remember, it is after the tribulation. Glory be to God. We are raptured. We are being rewarded. And what is happening down here on earth? The wrath of God. Hallelujah. So I'm saying all this to emphasize the point that the seals, okay, 1 to 6. Okay? 1 to what? To 5. It is tribulation. Then at the opening of the sixth seal, we are raptured. The seventh seal is open, okay, just to show us other events. Okay? And those are the trumpets, which are also going to happen in the tribulation. Because we see the seventh seal at its sounding, we are raptured. Glory be to God. Amen? To escape the what? The wrath of God and to go be rewarded. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, that brings me to the subject that we want to talk about, which we have really talked about, okay? And that is escaping the coming wrath of God. Hallelujah. Amen? We have talked about it somehow, but we have to talk. This is part of preparing the bride, preparing the body for the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? I'm sorry if you came to be encouraged. You have a problem at home. All right? Jesus' birthday is coming and you need money from him to prepare his birthday. And the money is not there. I catch you. Okay? You know, you shouldn't worry about that because it's his birthday. If he doesn't send the money for his birthday, those are his. His birthday will be fake. You know, so H.O., that one, don't worry about it. You understand? Eh? In fact, in my opinion, you should be more concerned about the money for your what? You understand? It is him who should. Yeah. Meanwhile, children, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December. Glory be to God. But humans have made it, what? His birthday. But the truth of the matter is, he wasn't born on 25th, what? December. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, anyway, yes, we're going to talk about these things. Eh? Okay? We need to be ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we needn't experience the wrath of the Lamb that is coming. Okay? As it's coming, all of us in this room should be taken out of here. Glory be to God. Okay? We shouldn't stay here. Hallelujah. We shouldn't. Glory be to God. Okay? So, we're going to talk about escaping the wrath of God or the wrath of the Lamb. Okay? First and foremost, okay, like you already know, okay, we are not appointed to this wrath or to that wrath. Okay, that wrath, it is, ideally, it is not the portion of Christians. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. It says that, part B, it says that you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Okay? So Paul is telling the Thessalonians, okay, that you turn from idols to serve the living and true God, all right, and to wait for his son from heaven. But this is a major thing here, eh? You got saved, okay? And after you got saved, the next thing you're supposed to do is to wait for the coming of what? To wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Glory be to God. Okay? One of our, maybe it is even the most, the major calling every Christian has, okay, is to wait. To wait for the Lord's return. Wait. Okay? But unfortunately, we don't live like we are waiting. Okay? You can see that from all the nonsense that is being preached on TV, okay? Even just the way we live our lives. Okay? The way we lead, we're not waiting. And since we're not waiting, we had better change that because, you know, we might not be delivered from the wrath that is coming. Okay? Because the only people that are going to be delivered from that wrath, the only people that are going to escape that wrath is those who are waiting. Have you seen the scripture? All right? But ideally, the wrath is not our portion. Okay? He says that you turn to God from idols. Okay? From what? Idols. Okay? Hallelujah. You stopped singing what? Why did you stop singing? Anyway, you turned from idols to God, okay, to serve him and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So you can see where the wrath is not our inheritance. Amen? Then, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, okay, from verse 9. It says that, for God did not appoint us to wrath. God did not what? Appoint us to wrath. Okay? But we are going to go through the tribulation. You understand? But we are not appointed to wrath. He did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Sleep, we should live together with him. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So because we are not appointed to wrath, okay, that is one of the reasons why we are going to be raptured. Why God is going to send out his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, okay, to gather us, to gather his elect from the four winds of heaven, Jesus said. Hallelujah. That is why it is written in Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26 from verse 19. I prefer to read it from the NIV. Okay? So this is God speaking to Isaiah. And he tells him that your dead will live. When will they live? When will they live? At the rapture. Eden, I'm going to give you money. Very good. You're the only one who got the answer, right? Amen? Your dead will live. Their dead bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Okay? Then God says that, go, my people, enter your rooms and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until his wrath has passed by. Glory be to God. Okay, say, go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. What is that? Kulubia. Mbuzagwe. Kulubia. The rapture. Okay, we're in heaven. The chambers, the rooms, okay? We are hidden away in heaven. He said, go, my people, enter your rooms, shut the doors. Remember, it has talked about the raising of the dead, okay? So that means that 20 is talking about exactly that, okay? The dead are risen, okay? Even those who are alive and remain, those who are in him, okay, who are still alive, okay, they are also transformed, okay? And then they go, they enter their rooms, they shut the doors behind them, they hide themselves for a little while until his wrath has passed by. Glory be to God. Amen? And KJV says, come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation, okay, is what? Is past. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says that, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place, out of heaven, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Glory be to God. This is the wrath of God. Are you seeing it? The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. People are going to die. People are going to be killed during that time. Okay? Hallelujah. And Esther and Bruce won't be here. Glory be to God. Amen. Who will be here? Who will be here? Okay. You have someone who is like, oh, yo. God. You know God, me, I'm sincere. I don't pretend. That one. Okay? Hallelujah. Please, pray for that what? Person. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. Hallelujah. So, we escape the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Okay, remember, we are not appointed for it. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, these are some of the things that are going to happen when the wrath of God is unleashed. Or these are some of the characteristics of the wrath of God. Okay? First of all, Revelation chapter 15, verse 1 says, that then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Okay? Seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them, in those plagues, the wrath of God is complete. Okay? Verse 7 says that then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls. Okay? KJV says vials. Okay? All right? So he gave him seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God. So we have seven seals. Okay? Okay? Seven trumpets. And now here we have seven what? Bowls. Please remember that the seven bowls are the wrath of God. The other one, the seals and the trumpets, it is a tribulation, which, okay, if you don't want to die today, you might most probably experience. You live through it. Hallelujah. Okay, so it says that then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's jump to chapter 16. Scroll down to chapter 16 from verse 1. Okay, we are going to see what is going to happen as far as the wrath of God is concerned. Amen? He says that, then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth. And the foul and loathsome sower. Sower is like wounds, okay? Children, these are wounds. Came upon the men and even the women who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Okay? So right there, okay, we see what one of the things we should do to escape the wrath of God. Okay? When the beast, the Antichrist, comes on the scene, please. Okay? And then the tribulation starts. Okay? They put you at gunpoint. Okay? Please don't throw in the utao. Keep the faith. Don't worship him. Don't receive the mark of the beast. Whatever it will be. Okay? If it reaches Uganda. Glory be to God. Amen? If it reaches where? Uganda. Okay? Hallelujah. And if it reaches Uganda, it definitely has to reach what? Kampala. The capitals. Yeah? So now you might want to really work up country. Because it might take time to reach what? Mbale. Musabira wantu. Obutakola Mbale, but the Mbale chaps might be just seeing you, you Kampalans on the news. Agamani echiri Kampala. Chika. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Lubowa, it will definitely be there. That's why if you have a house in what? Lubowa, have another one up country in what? Unsasa. Because, glory be to God. Okay? So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and the foul and loathsome soul came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped the image of the beast. Okay? Verse 3, then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. All right? Does this refer to all the seas of the world? I don't know. Okay? But I want to remind you again that the epicenter of these things will be the Middle East. Glory be to God. It will be where? The Middle East. Okay? The battle for Jerusalem. Okay? The whole, you may, anyway, it will be around there. Glory be to God. Okay? From Genesis to Revelation, okay, the key nation that is being addressed is Israel. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? So this is going to be the episode, Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Amen? I say these things because, as we shall see, maybe next week or whatever, some of the nonsense that is going around, like who the Antichrist is, Obama, who, you know, when you read the Bible, okay, this guy is going to be from that region. You understand? It's not going to be, you know, desert. And you see, Christians, we don't like the obvious. Even to be the obvious, even to be mysteries. Now, someone stands up and tells you why they believe that the Antichrist is most probably Prince, is it Charles? Who are those guys? The king now. What's his name, by the way? Charles. Okay, remember, that time he was prince. So man, there was a man, man, you watch that guy. You know why, you know. But now, when you read when you just read the Bible is clear. He identifies the region the chap is going to come from. Because Prince Charles, king now, it's actually like, you understand, as in KB, you know, okay? But if you decide to believe the Bible, now, enjoy that KB. You know, especially men, men, Budonians, that KB, you know, men like those things, okay? Hallelujah. Okay? You know, men, like, they love to talk about Ukraine, the Russia-Ukraine war, Satan, and, you know, then the women are bored, like, but those are men, okay? But not me. For me, you know, hallelujah. Okay? Prince, by the way, I've realized that I might finish what I'm supposed to read, so hence, okay, hence what? First, we get off the script. And it's raining, by the way, so I can chill the scriptures until what? 12:30. When Queen Elizabeth passed away, okay? Then it was all on the news, the funeral, her body was being moved from place to place, okay? I have a friend, he had a dream, okay? He had a dream. I don't remember the details, but the main thing or the key thing of the dream, okay? So he was among those who are watching, you know, what her body, you know? So in the dream, a spirit jumped out of Queen Elizabeth's body and entered him in the dream. Was a dream from God? Simani. But somehow the dream got to who? To me. Okay? Now, are you worried that because you are following those things? Okay, so I don't know. Okay? But, and the guy who had that dream is an authentic, you know, A. Okay? So when I got to learn of that dream, I stopped giving that stuff a lot of what? With time, eh? Being on TV, CNN, the Queen, cutting out, they're flying out from where, Scotland. Now what? Now to over with Chapel. You know? And women now, that was their thing. Eh? Men over, they were bonga, they were boa. For them, they were waiting for the guns to what? It's called the. But women were looking at other women's dresses, whatever, but the man that but be careful, eh? Be careful. This TV on which you're spending money, which God has told you to give to someone else, because a day cannot miss in your house without what? Without, what are those things? There's DSTV, then there's any those things. A day is what I could miss in. Because it's like you're going to die, man. You have to subscribe, By the way, TV, you see, there are people who come here to intentionally misunderstand me. TV is not what? It's not evil. But at the same time, we realize that it is one of the channels the devil also uses. You know these things. Being able to be the same, movie money, you even wonder, you see, there's something called head knowledge, and there's something called heart knowledge. Okay? If you say you know something and you shouldn't do it, okay? But then you continue to do it, most probably it is just head knowledge. It doesn't become heart knowledge. You understand, eh? Okay? This is it's like giving. Say giving. Your scripture in Jimani. What? Pastor Twina, your scripture in Pia. What? Who giving? You see, if you don't do what that scripture, which you have heard since you are in Sunday school, if you don't do what it says, it means it is still head what? Knowledge. It hasn't sunk in the heart. And that's why oftentimes God will read that scripture over and over. Because I'm Ogamba, Natifu Nature, I understood that. But God's like, no, you don't. Okay? Hallelujah. No, you don't. Okay? So, TV, you know it is one of the channels. Okay? That the devil, a demon jumps out to the screen and what? Hinders you. Hallelujah. One of the programs which is very evident. Before secular music. One of the programs which is very evident. Evident. This one doesn't need you to be deep. Okay? It is wrestling. You don't have to be deep about it. You just see how guys look, what they are doing, what they are, obvious. Wrestling. So that means that thing of, that the enemy can, you can get a demon from it hasn't gotten to the heart. Hallelujah. Okay? Boxing. You can't convince me that boxing is righteous. No way. I ask you, would Jesus, play boxing? You know, eh? Okay? Naitaiminga, eh? Elisoria guy. You're the Jesus. Would Jesus do it? Men, where are you? If I, women, you watch boxing with your husbands and what? Okay? Okay? Boxing. You can't convince me. You tell me, but the other day, I mean, there was on DSTV, they invited a famous boxer who is born again. What? Those Americans with their Canadity. You know, you can. Those are theirs. Okay? That's America, you know, eh? For you, where, you know, eh? You know, eh? Then before you know it, a demon enters your husband and he punches you. Okay? Nigwe ya mugamba man, program ye. Etandise. Then now there are these rich guys who now can even do what? Record. Okay? Record a program in case they are not what? Okay, then they watch it after. So watch recording boxing you. Okay, women, eh? Yeah, please help yourselves, eh? And don't allow your husbands to watch what? Number one, wrestling. Okay, one day, man, that man might fly on you, you know, eh? I'm telling you. Oh, okay? Okay? Back in the day, in the 80s, wrestling had some guy called Michael Hayes. I need to call Michael Hayes. Man, at home, Michael Hayes. At home, my dad, it was boxing, was pro-gi home. Wrestling. And in those days, there was by the one channel, UTV, a mu channel. Okay? So, man, boxing, that night, my friend, my dad was number one. My sister's Bonabona, Michael Hayes. Oh, man. There's a sister of mine who liked Michael Hayes, man. Okay? I even don't know what I'm talking about him. The guy was evil. So let me what? Leave him alone. Okay? You understand? Eh? These big events, eh, like World Cup, eh? World Cup, Super Bowl, you know, eh? Those, you know, like the opening ceremony. Please stay away from opening ceremonies. That is the catch where, man, eh, things are. First of all, the ceremony itself, what they do, you can really see, man, there's something. You understand? I'm warning you people, stay away from opening what? You just wait for the first game. Qatar versus what? You wait, you know, eh? Of course, now you're saying, but it is past. Yet, it is coming back in 2020, what? 26. Mwine, stay away from opening what? Ceremony. They are evil. Okay? Hallelujah. Alana, say amen. Glory be to God. Eh? Joanne. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, but how did I come to all this? Where was I? Huh? Yes, what about it? Yes, sweetheart. Yeah, Prince Charles, okay, very good. But before Prince Charles, where was I? Anyway, yeah, you know, eh? The epicenter of these things is going to be what? The Middle East. Prince Charles is not going to be the Antichrist. I'm going to prove that. I'm going to read scriptures, which if you read the Bible, you say, yeah, yes. Who are you, Ragamba Obama? Know that Obama is a nice guy. He's a very evil chap. Okay? Yeah, but it's not him. Yeah. Back in the day. But man, it's good to have been around back in the day. This RK, you know RK? Robert A. He preached to someone saying that what the Antichrist is going to come from, East Africa. East Africa. Anyway, because Kampala has seven hills, what, you know, the Bible says seven. East Africa. I mean, such garbage. And the man gets a man, RK, say, man. Papa, Yagambia, what? East Africa. Antiquino. Now, those things, man, they are good for KB, men, but they are garbage. All right? Hallelujah. So, yes, the epicenter of these things is going to be what? Yeah, so maybe the seas, okay? Nalubale might be. Might not turn into what? Okay? Yeah. And now we should fight that at least we retain the name Victoria as far as that sea is concerned. Namely, it is still there. They are pushing it out. Pan-Africanism. You know, eh? What? Pan-Africanism where you're, eh? At least we remain with Victoria, not Naluba. You understand? Eh? What were we in Tungolaba? Okay, yeah. They named our whatever after them, but it's better. You understand? But be careful. As a Christian, watch yourself. Your devotion to some of those things, the black man, the black man, the African man, the Muganda man, you understand? Now, please do what you can to save your heritage if you want, but be careful, because most of those things, there are certain subtle, lines, and you cross them, you've entered now a dangerous zone, a demonic thing. Okay? Yes, I listen to Pan-Africanism, and yes. Now, I'm very careful. I'm always listening attentively to whoever is talking about those things. Because very often, before you know it, they're talking about our ancestors. The black what? Be very careful with those things. You love Africa, love the black man, fight for the black man, if the Lord has told you to fight for him. All right? But be careful. Okay? Eventually, those things are going to get you off the Lord. All right? Be careful. And you know, your cultures. Okay? Your cultures. Be careful. You do your intro, then you do your things. Alright? And you enter what? Marriage with a big devil on your back. You've just invited the devil because you're passionate for your Africa. All right? Be careful. Even schools, just schools, Okay? You will eventually, that's why those things, go slow on them, as in don't over, Marathons. Kwangu agala kuba fit. Do you know which marathon you're running in? Do you know the agenda of those guys? You understand? As in, you can run on Monday. You can. Mubisira biye bedembe usoro okuduka ku street yamwe in Nigeria. But traffic ever. The border mans. Then the potholes. You can what? Yes, but there's a field near there. kunzuginda nyokola lapunga tan you marathon ewede. Now I'm not saying leave them, but I'm saying you be careful. First do your study before you join those things. Kayola mwina man, hallelujah. Be careful. Okay? Be what? Be careful. Be careful. Glory be to God. Okay? So what happened when the fourth angel poured out his bowl? Then he says, and I heard the angel of the waters saying, you're righteous, O Lord. Okay, so this is still the third, isn't it? Hallelujah. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, you're righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. Okay? Remember, the sea has been turned into what? Into blood. Okay? So, then we go to the fourth, isn't it? So, verse 8 says, then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues. And they did not repent and gave him glory. Okay? Imagine people have been raptured. Okay? Now, the wrath of God is coming upon you, and humans still refuse to repent. As in, this is amazing. Eh? Okay? This is amazing. And gates still jam. I mean, that's hardness of heart. Okay? Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. And his kingdom became full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. Verse 11, they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains. People have been raptured, you know what we're against. Kati, you're being punished, and you should say, okay, now, God, now I accept the Kiriza. But guys still refused. Okay? They still refused. Okay? Still refused. Okay? Like, this rapture, by the way, this is going to happen again with the rapture. There are events which will come, okay, to show that, Kati, the rapture is around the corner. And humans will still, what? Even Christians, they will still, okay, they will still go for boxing matches. Okay? Guys will still, what? Okay? Well, like the Bible says, for example, that the rapture, of course, will happen, or the tribulation will happen when the Antichrist is here. Okay? He's the one who kick-started. So this Antichrist will arise. And it is so evident to even Christians that is a guy. Now, yeah. You understand? So, what will that be? It will be that thing of head knowledge. Nayenga. Ninga mama nyivyo na. When the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, why, 666, what does it mean? You know, they have all that info. And now, the guy arises, comes on the scene, begins to reign, and Christians will still. let's first leave the world. Our locally, some of them will still, life will still be as usual. Okay. The Jews, they had waited for the Messiah for centuries. Centuries. They had the scriptures. In fact, they had the exact year Okay?
When he's coming.
Okay? They are the year, by the way. I hope you know that. Okay?
Daniel 9.
Okay? Give them the year the Messiah would come. Okay? And he came that year. And John the Baptist came and told them that I am he who has been sent to prepare the way of the Lord according to your scriptures. And they still jammed. Omwaka, the exact and the person you've been waiting for since Eve, okay, the seed of the woman, the Redeemer, has come. In the year you were told by Daniel, and guys still jammed. Say, go to Kumanye. What? You? Sam? No. Jesus, you're the one. I can imagine them falling down and laughing, you know. Never guro mwenge, never seka. Okay? What? You? This game we've been playing with Tapo, you know. Utapo. Okay? Juan, I wonder why it is Utapo. Bama ni tap. There's Tapo. We teach your kids these things. Mothers, okay? Fathers are exempt. Jesus came. Guys jumped. They refused. Okay? Now, if in that year someone else didn't come saying, hey, maybe cut you going at Umwaka guno, to watch, we are watching this year. Na ye oyo ye ka, yavude kugamba mbu ye ye. Okay, kachumaka gwede ko, ate even the way we are seeing him, ebintu byakola, empisa ze bambi, mwana wampi, muvuka wampisa, nunji. You must be the one, yeah. Guys jammed. By the way, like I was saying, it's not going to be any different with the rapture. You think Christians, bali mubi into byamwe, even in this room, you're there, looking at me like this. But I'm telling you, until your head knowledge becomes heart, if you don't have heart knowledge, then you don't know. Don't deceive yourself. Glory be to God. Okay? This thing that Jesus can come tomorrow, all of a sudden, Jesus has come. It's not true. Okay? Okay? It's not true. Because, for example, he's coming back after the tribulation. Jesus has all of a sudden. It's not true. It's not true. But it makes guys be bunking. But it's not true. Jesus can't come before the Antichrist is revealed. Because the Antichrist is the one who's going to kickstart the what? The tribulation. So you can't tell me Jesus is coming tomorrow. No, before you tell me he's coming tomorrow, he might come at lunchtime. Ngoriao. Then, no. The Bible is so clear. The Antichrist comes fast. The tribulation comes fast. Glory be to God. But even when the Antichrist comes and the tribulation starts, you might think, abalokole bonabagenda kulokoka. You understand what I mean? You might think that abarokole kajibage, man, styler, you know, zero. You just watch. But that's a prophecy. Okay? Okay? You see, it ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. But I hope you won't be among those. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates.
And its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east. Okay, so this is Iraq. Is it Iraq or Iraq? Eh? During that war, they what? Guess Iraq. Yeah? Because Americans were saying Iraq, Iran. But now Uganda will now have Iraq, Iraq. Okay? So then the river, the waters will dry up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Okay? For what? Okay? And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon. This is the devil. Out of the mouth of the beast, the Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false. Yeah, for they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them together to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Okay? Hallelujah. Iran, Iraq, all those guys of the east. Okay? Things are going to be made easy for them, okay, to come to attack Israel. Okay? Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Verse 14. Okay? So they come. Then Jesus says, he said, behold, I'm coming as a thief. I'm coming as a what? As a thief. Okay? Okay? There are people, he's going to come to some people as a thief. Anyway, so I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together, okay? Remember the armies from the east, okay? And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. Hallelujah. So this talk, this American talk that Armageddon, means okugwawo anytime. You see the Palestinians, what they're doing. Ha! You know, Netanyahu is back. Armageddon is coming. It might happen when you don't know. No way. Armageddon is happening after the what? The rapture. It is part of the things that are going to happen, okay, in the period that's during the wrath of God being poured out on the earth. Glory be to God. Verse 17, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. There were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Glory be to God. Amen? Armageddon. Okay? Pray that you are not here. Okay? Let us see what Revelation chapter 19, verse 19 to 21 says about that war. Okay? Revelation chapter 19 from verse 19 says that, and I saw the beast, the Antichrist, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and his army. So this is the Lord. Okay? Remember, we are in heaven. Okay? Jesus has taken us. But at a certain point, he comes back. And most probably, we are with him as his army. I can show that to you, but that is for another day. Okay? Then he says that then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Okay? These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with what? Brimstone. When you are going to be a brimstone. And the rest were killed with a sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. Okay, the rest were killed. So people are going to be killed. Okay, and by the Lord. And this, remember, it is part of the wrath of the Lamb. Glory be to God. Okay, now, like I said, okay, we want to make sure that we escape this wrath of God. Because By the way, the ultimate will be hell. Like these guys were killed here. Ultimately, they end up in hell. And that is the worst bit of the wrath of God. Glory be to God. So what must we do to escape that wrath? Okay, number one, like we have said, okay, make sure that when the tribulation comes, okay, and it comes in your face, okay, make sure you keep the faith. Okay? For if you switch allegiance from the Lord to the devil, to the beast, because of the sufferings, okay, then you won't be raptured. Okay? You're going to be here, experience the wrath of God, and ultimately, the worst bit, this is the worst, okay, ending up in hell. And in the lake of fire. Glory be to God. And you see, if you can't keep your faith now, in the midst of some problem, okay? Like a problem, well, then you watch you chicken, you know, eh? Like, yes, and say, what? For me, I'm real. For me, I don't pretend. Say, I mean, if things were, you know, eh? A guy who chucks you, then God disappointed me. Okay? I have a sister many years ago, back in the day. Back in the day. Okay? She said she got angry at God because she had stopped attending church and why? They say, you know, God, what? There's something God, what? Did to her. And so, she had given God a what? A pause. I mean, such stupidity. And she thinks she's hurting God, or she thought she was hurting God. You're not hurting. You're hurting yourself, and you might end up in hell. Hallelujah. There's a job I believed. I even had a dream. It didn't come. Don't overbe what? Spiritual. Don't you know a verse which says that do not be over righteous? But there's that verse, okay, which say, then people will come and try and talk sense to you. Say, the Bible says don't judge. Who are you to judge? Don't judge. You know, eh? Don't judge. But the Bible also says judge. Right? But don't judge what, you know. From anyway, those things, please. Eh? Because if you can't stand now, then you won't be able to stand in that day, the day of the great tribulation. And because of that, you will experience the wrath of God. And ultimately, you end up in hell. Okay? That is the first thing we should do. The second thing we should do, the last, okay, for now, is found in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 3, it says that fornication, okay? Fornication is having relationships, intimate relationships with someone who's not your spouse, your legally, you know, your husband or your wife, okay? Hallelujah. So if you're doing that, please stop, amen? So it says that, but fornication and all uncleanness. What is uncleanness? I checked out that word some time ago, okay? And it means, again, basically adulterers or fornicators, if I should say, with thoughts. Your imagination is filled with those things. And one of the places you get those thoughts from are TV. TV, okay? And those stupid what? Evil songs. Okay? These things, okay? Fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, all these things, okay? Okay? And covetousness. Okay? All that. Okay? It says that let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, Okay, so that includes all sexual sins, okay? It includes all sexual sins. It includes even dirty imaginations, okay? Okay, lustful thoughts, okay? He says that all these things, okay? No unclean person, no covetous man or woman, okay, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. You see? Okay? Therefore, remember Paul is talking to Christians. Okay? He said, therefore, do not be partakers. Partakers of what? Partakers of the wrath of God. With who? With the sons of disobedience. Those who are not saved. Who are doing those things? He said, don't be partakers with them of the wrath of God, which is coming. Glory be to God. And it emphasizes, or I emphasize, that the Bible says that let no one deceive you with empty what? Words. Okay? Glory be to God. Don't let Joseph Prince deceive you with empty words. Don't let Andrew Mark deceive you with empty words. Those men might, I think they are born again, in my opinion. At least those two, Joyce Meyer. Kwanga, Joyce Meyer, her gospel also tends to that, to that nonsense. Okay, I've had what myself. Kwanga nina DSTV. It tends to that, you know. But I believe they are what they are. Anyway, whatever they are, God what knows. But let no one deceive you with empty words. Hallelujah. Because the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience for these things. Okay? And then say, don't be partakers with them. With them of what? The wrath of God. Glory be to God. This basically just means, okay? Walk righteously just as you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. If you walk like that, waiting for the Lord as a bride, you're waiting for the groom, okay? You keep yourself pure, all right? When he comes, immediately after the tribulation, then you'll be among those who will be gathered unto him, okay? And you therefore escape the wrath of God. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.